So I wouldn't have believed this if it wasn't being stated by multiple pastors. But apparently the United States government is now briefing Christian pastors on the upcoming disclosure event, that is UFO disclosure, or whatever they mean by that. But pastors are being told to prepare their flocks for the government to announce that we are not alone in the universe. Okay. So this is happening. However, of course, the timing of all of this is highly suspicious, given that the U.S. government under Trump is desperate to keep people under control, desperate to try to control the midterms, desperate to control the narrative, etc. And if they announce that, you know, aliens have arrived or something like that, even as a total false flag or a cosmic false flag, that could convince a lot of people to put their trust in the government and to have more power in the hands of Trump and his administration. Could even cancel midterm elections, if you think about that. It could cancel, or it could result in Trump attempting to cancel the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, you know, you just go on down the list. So all kinds of nefarious things that the government could do with that power, just to say, well, you know, we're not alone. Maybe there's a threat, or maybe there's like a United Nations of the cosmos that's ordering us to give up our guns, or ordering us to give in to global government, or ordering us to reduce our population by 90%, or you know, whatever. Take your pick. It could be any narrative they want to push. And so, yes, what I'm implying here is that this so-called UFO disclosure will probably be fake. Probably fake. Now, there's another possibility in all of this, would be that maybe they would do something on the smaller side and say, well, we've confirmed microbial life on Mars or something. Or we've confirmed that there once was life on, you know, some other planet that they, or maybe one of the moons of Saturn or something. So it's more of a scientific approach right there. Well, if that were the case, why are they briefing pastors? You know, what do the Christians care about any of that? I mean, do any Christians still believe the, you know, the Earth-centric view of the universe and that God created the world in 7 days? I mean, those are metaphors. That's not actual reality. And I'm not even sure that most Christians would understand microbial life or anything like that, because that's not really the focus of most Christians. There are exceptions to that, of course, or Christians who are also science-minded, but that's not the bulk of Christians. So my point is, I don't think that the announcement of microbial life would matter enough for the government to try to brief the pastors. So clearly they have something bigger in mind. And I don't trust the government. I don't trust it at all. They've been covering up this story for, you know, for decades, and they've been covering up the what seems to be reverse engineering of crashed alien craft. At least you could argue that. You know, there's some intriguing evidence that points in that direction ever since Roswell, you know, 1947, was it, or something like that. You know, and this whole time the government has said, oh, there's no such thing as aliens, no such thing as UFOs, no such thing. And then now they're going to suddenly admit it? Now they're going to say, yeah, we've been covering it up the whole time? I don't believe that. I don't think the government's going to admit that they've been covering this up and that the aliens have been here the whole time. So I don't know what they have in mind, but I don't trust them. Now, for the record, by the way, as a scientist, I don't think that we are alone in the cosmos. But that certainly doesn't mean that every alien abduction story is true, because it almost certainly is not the case. And there are, without question, a lot of crazy-sounding stories out there from all kinds of people, some who say they were abducted by aliens, and some who say that they lived another life as an alien soldier or whatever. I mean, there's every story, almost every form of science fiction that you can imagine is, you know, promoted by someone. You got to take all that with a grain of salt, of course. And what I'm looking for is, whenever the government announces this, I'm looking for any real evidence that it's true. Because, I mean, think about it. Trump has claimed 35 times that we have defeated Iran in this war and that it's completely over and they're utterly devastated. And yet, every time that's been a lie, every single time. So why should we suppose that the Trump administration is going to tell us the truth about disclosure? Or maybe it's going to be a limited hangout just designed to deceive people or to pander to the people in some way, but not really reveal the full truth. Whatever it is, you can bet that it's designed to concentrate power in the hands of the elite. It's designed to strip away power from the people and to enslave the people. And whatever it is, it's designed to further the global agenda of human mass extermination and depopulation. You can count on that. And like I said, maybe the government will say, well, the aliens showed up and they told us we had to reduce our population. Yeah, what a convenient narrative to go along with the Bill Gates depopulation agenda. You know, oh, the aliens made us do it. Like, this is why you have to take the infertility drugs. This is why you have to take the jabs. This is why you have to use birth control. This is why we have to promote abortion. Because the aliens made us do it. I can see that being pushed aggressively and a bunch of people lining up with all kinds of new, like, alien worship religious cults. Which, that was depicted in the movie Contact, by the way, of course, based on the book Contact. But you will see religious cults rise up worshiping the aliens, even if they're not real. And then the government will do a bunch of drones at night with lights, and they'll have a mothership in the sky. Look, the giant mothership is here. You know, they can fake the alien arrival. They can fake it all. They've got the deep fake technology. I mean, some people claim that, you know, Netanyahu has been dead for weeks and they're still pushing out Netanyahu videos. Maybe those are a fake. I'm not sure. But some of them are pretty fishy. The point is, the government has the technology to fake alien contact and then to use it in whatever way they want to cancel elections, to control the press, to push depopulation, to start a war, to do whatever they want. The aliens made us do it. That's going to be the new big excuse. Not just, oh, it's COVID or, oh, it's World War III. Now it's going to be, it's a cosmic emergency. The aliens made us do it. So get ready for that. There's going to be a lot of material for podcasts, that's for sure. And I wonder what type of aliens they will fake for the contact. Will it be the Greys? Will it be the lizard people? Will it be the, I don't even really know what all the alien species are supposed to be. I don't know. Will it be short aliens with big bug eyes or tall, skinny aliens? Will it be the hybrids? You know, when we find out that half of Europe's leaders are half alien hybrids, or, you know, whatever. They're going to roll out something, and it will be comical. No doubt about that. And it just makes you wonder, are the Christians going to believe all this? Are the Christians going to go along with the alien agenda narrative? The Christians going to say, I mean, these are the same Christians all their pastors told them, that Jesus wants you to take the jabs. So I guess they'll believe anything if their pastor says so. So if the pastor says, well, Jesus wants you to believe in aliens, Jesus wants you to worship aliens, I bet you a lot of these Christians will go, okay, we're going to worship aliens because it says so. And they'll cite some scripture that doesn't really say that at all. They'll probably cite the book of Revelation and start claiming that all those things falling out of the sky must have been alien motherships instead of the actual meteors that were clearly described in Revelation, by the way. And the entire book of Revelation is, as you know, it's one giant vision by John of Patmos. It's even described as a giant vision, a very long detailed vision, by the way, of angels telling him these things, and he wrote it all down. But there's no factual basis for anything in the book of Revelation that has actually, you know, occurred as far as we can tell. It's one giant vision. So whatever. We'll see what the pastors do with this, with the alien agenda, and the government pushing it. But it's going to be fascinating. So stay tuned for all that. And thanks for listening. I'm Mike Adams here. And you can follow my work at brightvideos.com. And also, of course, my articles at naturalnews.com. Take care.
Biostructured silver gel deserves a spot in your emergency bug out bag. It's made with 3 types of silver, 7 powerful essential oils, and lab tested for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology. Get yours at healthrangerstore.com.